Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Who's and what's and why's and wherefores. Here you'll find your whatnots and therefores. So come on along, let's find out what's going on. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what your taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news. And when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what you taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news.
Welcome to the current events edition of the Sweet Spot podcast as of June 23rd, 2023.
All right. I'm so happy to be here.
I can tell.
Yeah.
we are, if you're wondering, who are these guys? Ken and I are both former Disneyland Studio cast members, and we host the number one Disneyland podcast hosted by two former custodians.
Number one.
We are also the authors of the books Cleaning the Kingdom. We have two editions, series out. We have two books out, Cleaning the Kingdom by the same titles. And so you can get those on Amazon but you can also get them signed on our website, thesweetspot.com. You can get both of them, or you could just get one, you know, either whatever you want to do. You can also, on our website, you can sign up for our Patreon if you want to help support the show and be a part of what we're doing, and also get some cool perks. Like once a month, you can join our current events in the chat room as we record it live. You get to chat amongst the others that are in there, and everyone seems to have a really good time. I enjoy reading some of the comments and interacting, and we just have a good time over there. And we do that once a month. Usually it's sometime in the middle to beginning of the month. And also you get one bonus episode delivered to you through Patreon that Ken and I record. It's a separate thing. It's not like in addition to an interview we did or anything. It's just its own thing that we do.
Yeah, completely separate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wanted to mention that last week, I recorded with the DL Weekly with Teresa as I'm covering for Tig as he's off venturing in Europe. So I'm going to be over there helping co-host for the next while till I think in August, early August. So yeah, go over there, the DL Weekly, and you can hear more of me if you want.
I see how it is.
Yeah.
You know, Lynn, this is like when Eddie Van Halen would do guitar work for other acts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're supposed to be exclusive to...
I know.
Anyway.
Well, I'm in high demand.
I'm just kidding. After all, I'm just a special guest star.
That's true. Officially joined. No. also, I wanted to mention I will be in Disneyland. My son and I do a father-son trip every summer, and we're going to be in Disneyland. We'll be there Thursday, the 29th of June. Probably later in the day, but we'll be there into the night. And then on the 1st of July, that's a Saturday, we'll be there all day. So if you want to reach out on social media, Instagram's a good one. Cause I think I'm going to try to post on there while I'm in the parks. So you can follow me, the Sweet Spot on Instagram, and probably some Twitter, you know, whatever you want. If you want to contact me through Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I'll check those and maybe we'll meet up if you're in the parks. I have some buttons, so I can hand those out to you. Also, I wanted to mention, we had mentioned this in the past shows. There's a fundraiser for Jim Corcus, who, you know, if you know who Jim is, he's been on our show many times, and he's a very popular guest on our show, and he's been dealing with a lot of medical issues over the past 6 months, it seems like. So, yeah, he needs your help. I mean, obviously, he's been out of work, and medical bills are piling up, and so he has a GoFundMe, and you can go check in our show notes and on our social media. If you follow us and any of those, we've been posting on that too. I think you can go to GoFundMe and then search Jim Corcus, and that'll come up too. But yeah, you can help Jim out another way by buying his books. I know he'd really appreciate that too. All right. We have the current events coming up next. Let's get right into it. Looking to book a vacation to Disneyland Resort, Walt Disney World Resort, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Alani, Disneyland Paris, Adventures by Disney, Universal Studios Hollywood, Universal Studios Orlando, then I can do that for you. If you contact me and we can talk about all the different options and dates, and we can kind of even make recommendations on which days might be the best for you to go. And also as a complimentary, when you book with us, we will book your dining for you if you'd like, special events. And we also, when we book a vacation for you, we just don't say have a good time after we book it for you. We are there every step of the way. We contact you before your trip to make sure everything's squared away. We even have a checklist to make sure that you have everything you need. Reservations, dining, all these different things. Your transportation, if you need help with that from the airport. Any of those sort of things, we can help you with that too. We want to make the vacation the best it can be for you, because I know that vacations aren't cheap, and we can help you do that. So if you contact me, that's Lynn, and the email is lbarron@concierge.com. That's LBARRON at concierge.com. Or you can go to thesweepspot.com, and there's a link on our front page there. You can click on that, and there's information on how to contact me. But I'd love to talk to you and help you book the best vacation possible. Now we're going to have the current events. Ken, do you have anything for us?
Well, Lynn, got a few things. Good. Yes. The world keeps turning. So, all right. Well, as the headline says, at the Orange County Register, Brady McDonald's story here, the headline says, Disneyland announces virtual queue for Avengers musical. What you need to know. Okay, well, what you need to know. You know, the story's blank. No, I'm just kidding. okay, what would be good to know if you choose to see it? Okay, so as it says here, Rogers the Musical will take over DCA's Hyperion Theater on June 30th for a limited time engagement set to run through August 31st. The 30-minute, one-act live theater production will be performed several times daily, Tuesdays through Saturdays, on most weeks during the run. Complimentary spots in the Rogers the Musical virtual queue will be distributed via the Disneyland app on show days at 10:30 a.m. for the first two performances, and 2 p.m. for the remaining shows. So 10:30 a.m., you don't have to, you know, try to get it at 7 in the morning or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to snag a seat, you'll get notified via your smartphone to join the physical queue 30 to 45 minutes before showtime. You don't need to join the virtual queue to see Rogers the Musical, but Disneyland highly recommends it. Stop by the Hyperion Theater main entrance to check on walk-up availability if you forget to join the virtual queue or it sells out quickly Or I'll add, if you don't have a cell phone because you're Amish. There you go. Or smartphone, I should say. It's not just a cell phone. Smartphone. So,
well, first, I think it's great they finally have a show back in that theater. It's a really nice theater.
It's prime real estate just sitting there, yeah. You know.
As far as the virtual queue, that makes sense. I'm curious to see, you know, how well that goes as far as. But I will say I will be there Saturday, and I'm going to try to get a virtual queue for that, or get on there. Virtual queue for that. It's funny. It says here, but you don't need to join. I'm thinking that the virtual queue will be seats that are down, because you know they have the balconies there. Will mm-hmm. be the closer seats, and then you know, the leftover seats would be the standby, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the demand. You know.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm gonna go. Luke's never seen a show there before, so. Yeah, it'll be neat to go back in there, and I'm gonna go so I can report back to you all. Yeah, so if you're in the parks those that day, somehow look for me, find me.
If you can get past Lynn's bodyguards, yeah. Say hello. Yeah,
I will have buttons if you are around Saturday. So hit me up on social media, and I will try to meet up with you.
All right. That'll be a week from when this is being released, right?
Right. So well, it comes out opening days on Friday the 30th, and so I'll be there on the 1st of July. Yeah.
There you go. The 1st of July. Okay. The official Disney Parks blog did have four things to know about Rogers the Musical coming to DCA. And that was written by Double G, Gabriel Gibaldi, of the public relations director. Most of the stories at the Disney Parks blog are written by somebody from the public relations team or something like that. But as it says, number one is a timeless story of a timeless hero. Rogers the Musical has something for everyone. And the second thing to know is joining the complimentary virtual queue on the Disneyland app is highly recommended. Mm-hmm. Number three, you can fuel up with limited time food and beverage fit for a super soldier. So they go into what the food and drink offerings will be. They're going to have a Rogers the Musical popcorn bucket that comes with red, white, and blue kettle corn at the time of purchase. So kettle corn's a little slightly less evil than regular popcorn, but yeah. And number four, they have commemorative offerings and merch. Salute the show. Ooh. So you got to get that commemorative stuff. And of course, the great thing about the official Disney Parks blog is that they have all the legalese at the end of their stories. By the way, as always, these stories will be linked at our official website, thesweepspot.com. These are going to be the current events show notes. This is, you know, our friend Russell gets them on there. MiceChat.com does have their updated Rogers the Musical coming to DCA on June 30th. Dusty Sage has that. So if you want to get all the details from Mice Chat, you can do that. Yeah. So something else happening at DCA is San Francisco. So Brady McDonald again in the Orange County Register has Disneyland to begin rolling opening of San Francisco Square in July. And as he says, the twin towers of San Francisco's Shinto Shrine-inspired Golden Gate Bridge will be installed starting next week as Disneyland continues the transformation of the Pacific Wharf dining area into a tribute to the Big Hero 6 film. The bridge spanning the waterway bordering the outdoor dining area at DCA will close on Monday, June 26th, to add the distinctive Toral Gate Bridge towers depicted in the 2014 Disney animated film. The bridge is expected to reopen in the next few weeks after the work is completed. Work is expected to continue through mid-August on the overall transformation of Pacific Wharf into San Francisco Square. So the movie came out in 2014. I mean, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they weren't in a hurry to do these things, I guess.
Yeah. I guess it's good. It's just not every area needs a IP, you know, the Tiana's restaurant and, you know, now this. I just don't want to see every area, everything in the parks, you know, turn to an IP thing. It's good for attractions, but just everywhere you look, I don't know.
Well, for so many years, Disney didn't have hit movies. You know, there was a time like in the 1980s and 1970s that Disney really didn't have the hit movies that would make people want to, you know, let's check that out, you know, inside the park. And so now that they do, you know, they want to make use of them. But as it says here, visitors will be able to pose for photos in DCA's San Francisco with Hiro Hamada and Baymax, the adolescent hero from the film and his inflatable healthcare robot sidekick. A new San Francisco Maker's Market retail shop will be decorated with decommissioned battle bots from the film, along with a Megabot in the rafters. The transformation will require Walt Disney Imagineering to turn the Monterey Bay themed land into an architectural cross between the San Francisco Bay and Tokyo Bay areas. DCA's Pacific Wharf area is themed as tribute to the Monterey fishing port on the California Central Coast. The Big Hero 6 city of San Francisco is a mashup of San Francisco and Tokyo, featuring distinctive Japanese and American architecture. So now you know. Laughing Place does have some photos of the wharf transformation, and they also have new concept art and details for it. So if you want to click through to see that, you can. Why don't we jump over to the Disneyland side?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Indiana Jones to appear in Adventureland at Disneyland for a limited time beginning June 30th. Cool. And Luke Manning is reporting that at Laughing Place. And as it says, for a limited time this summer, beginning Friday, June 30th, guests will be able to spot Indiana Jones roaming around Adventureland at Disneyland. So here's the thing. Hold on to your seats, people. We've got all the details about this. And all the details are the ones we just gave you. That's right. Indiana Jones will be appearing for a limited time. No other details have been released, but Disney did release a short video teasing Indy's debut. The last time Indiana Jones regularly appeared in Adventureland was way back in 2008 for the Summer of Hidden Mysteries. This event, promoting the release of Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, featured a stage show and random street performances. Yeah.
Are you going to
see Indiana Jones will be there?
Are you going to see the new movie?
I guess I'll see it eventually. I noticed eventually. That. See, I don't care about. I don't know. I don't care about having things spoiled, and they've been doing a really good job of keeping the information off of the usual spots. Because I kind of just wanted. I wanted to just like read about the plot ahead of time and.
Right.
You know, they've been doing a good job of squelching the information. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to be, you know, shocked or surprised or any, you know, I don't need any of that. All right. Well, Mickey's Toontown troubles plague Disneyland 3 months after land reopens. Uh-oh. And that's a Bertie McDonald story from the Register. As it says, construction walls have returned to Mickey's Toontown just a few months after the themed land reopened following a year-long refurbishment to address persistent problems in the popular Kitty Playland. The recently refreshed Mickey's Toontown that reopened in mid-March at the Anaheim theme park has undergone a series of tune-ups and touch-ups in the ensuing months to address issues with everything from artificial turf and rubber flooring to playground equipment and water features. Some areas of Mickey's Toontown may be temporarily unavailable on a rolling basis through mid-July for maintenance work as part of Disneyland's commitment to deliver a great guest experience, according to Disneyland officials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Construction walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Construction walls and black scrim have gone up around the artificial turf picnic area in Toontown, dotted with trees and light posts where families can relax and kids can burn off some energy after a long day at Disneyland. The turf area across from Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin is also occasionally used for stroller and wheelchair parking. Yep. The popcorn cart next to Mickey's house is behind construction walls. Yay! The popcorn cart is inaccessible. With an expected return date of June 30th. Aw, darn it. yes. Anyway, Donald Duck's water play area has yet to open. The water feature on the Chippendales Gadget Go Coaster, that's been renamed Chippendales Gadget Coaster, not Gadget Go Coaster, where a larger than life chip is supposed to shoot water through a giant straw over the coaster track into a cup held by Dale, isn't working yet either. You know, you can put a man on the moon, you can do mission to the moon, but you can't have a simple water effect. Springy teeter totters and a colorful birdhouse have been removed from Goofy's play yard. The Toontown fountain is suffering from worsening rust issues, and many of the water effects are not functioning. So, a padded play area that wasn't finished when Toontown returned has opened behind Donald's Duck Pond as a shady spot for toddlers to climb and explore. So, basically, Toontown is... See, people think this is, you know, they're trying to fix some problems, but I think what they're doing is performance art. They're trying to be like an actual, real municipality where, you know, they have to do construction on an ongoing basis here and there,
over and over,
you know, like road work or, you know, that sort of thing.
I think it's interesting that, you know, they're having to do all this. It's only been open, like you said, 3 months, but it just seemed like some of the stuff they chose to put down on the ground, was maybe not good for large crowds that, you know, are expected in a theme park, especially Disneyland.
Yeah,
obviously changing that now.
All the parameters that you're working with? You're working with, you know, it's got to. The whole point is to have it look and feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how long is it going to last? What's the expense? What's allowed? You know, what's good environmentally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, if you're trying not to use something that's going to be environmentally problematic,
safe.
So it just becomes difficult to have something that's lasting.
But, yeah, and then you have weather, you have the sun and rain,
Well, speaking of municipalities, Anaheim City Council votes to consider special election for Hotel and Event Center Minimum Wage Initiative. And this was reported by Ben Breitbart at laughingplace.com. I think we've mentioned that this was upcoming. The Anaheim City Council has voted to introduce a resolution to schedule a special election on September 12th. 2023 for voters to decide on an initiative to raise the minimum wage for hotel and event center workers to $25 as well as provide other work restrictions. The initiative would increase the minimum wage for hotel workers and event center workers to $25, which would increase by the greater of the consumer price index or 3%. I'm assuming that means per year. It would also limit the square footage hotel maids can clean to 4,000 square feet per day in 8 hours. If they are required to work more, they would be paid twice their hourly rate for their entire shift. It would also require all rooms to be cleaned each night that they are occupied. That's interesting. I'm assuming if the guests say don't, then it's not. Or do the guests have, like, let's say you're staying there for 3 nights and you're like, you don't need to come in and clean every day. I just, you know, you can come and clean after we're done with the room.
I know you haven't stayed in any hotels in Anaheim, but recently, but so what I've noticed is that since COVID, they've cut back on the amount of times they come in your room. So some hotels.
Well, that's not just Anaheim. That's everywhere.
Is it? Yeah. So yeah. Some hotels will, you know, they'll come in and every other night or every 2 nights or, you know, every so many nights they'll come in. But you can always request something, but yeah, they don't come in. I'm okay with that. Usually, as long as I have enough towels, I just leave me some bags. I'll throw the trash in the hallway and, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't need my bed made every night and all that.
Right. I mean, I've always been kind of, you know, make this our own little private space for the next 2 or 3 days or however long we're here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't need someone coming in and cleaning it. I mean, I'm not that messy.
Yeah. No one comes and cleans my house, you know, in my area, you know, every day.
I understand some people specifically like that. I mean, that's one of the reasons they do like traveling is that, you know, true. Someone comes in and cleans their, you know, where they're sleeping every day. But we'll see how this works out. I imagine I'm going to get some door knocks from, you know, from union reps that are saying, you know, vote for this initiative. The county council will have another vote on scheduling the special election at their June 27th, 2023 meeting. Disney has not publicly expressed any opinion on the initiative or the scheduling of the election. So, yeah. Separately, the city council voted on a measure to improve hotel worker safety, including requiring employers to provide employees with body armor. Not body armor, but panic buttons. We'll let you know what happens if it gets on the ballot, if it gets approved, and if that changes anything for our listeners, you know, in their travels to Anaheim. Something I think you're probably going to touch upon, but I'm going to bring it up because it was covered in a story. Again, Brady McDonald, Disneyland closing Classic Fantasyland rides twice this summer. So this story came out back on June 15th, and what it said was, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and Alice in Wonderland will emerge from brief renovations this week, only to head back behind construction walls in July for additional work. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and Alice in Wonderland are scheduled to return Friday, June 16th, so that's past tense now, from standard refurbishments that lasted less than 2 weeks. So it's like, well, you might say, why are they, why are they going to take them back down if they just had them down? And as the story explains, Disneyland occasionally staggers refurbishment projects to keep attractions available to visitors for longer periods. Without staggering the refurbishment projects, Peter Pan's Flight, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and Alice in Wonderland would have all been down at the same time for 4 weeks straight. And so obviously you don't want that. It makes me think they really need, You know what they need? They need a cluster of a few more dark rides somewhere. You know, I don't know if you, I know they've probably got plans for it, but you put it over north of the Matterhorn, you know, between the Matterhorn and It's a Small World. I don't know if you could fit a couple of more dark rides over there or something like that.
Tomorrowland, maybe.
Because then you can, you know, then it's not like such a big problem if you have the, you know, the existing ones right there behind the castle. If you need to do work on that, because that's right. you can't, I mean, that's a big thing. That's a really big thing, is especially for families with little kids, is going to see at least some of those
recognizable, you know, thing. Yeah.
But now the Register did report, Brady McDonald again, that Disneyland crowds returned to 90% of 2019 levels, report says. Attendance at Disneyland, Universal Studios Hollywood, and other Southern California theme parks has not quite reached pre-pandemic levels, despite crowds and lines that might make visitors think otherwise. SoCal theme park attendance in 2022 nearly bounced back to pre-pandemic 2019 crowd levels, according to a new report from the Themed Entertainment Association and AECOM. You know, Disney doesn't release their numbers, so what happens is these organizations place an intern at the gate who just sits there with a counter. No, just kidding.
Oh, sir. Oh, I was going to say. Wow. All day long?
Yeah.
Click. Click. Yeah.
Yeah. Disneyland's 16.9 million visitors in 2022 was 90% of the 18.7 million that came to the park in 2019. Mm-hmm. DCA did slightly better at 91%, tallying 9 million visitors in 2022 compared to 9.9 million in 2019. Universal saw attendance reach 8.4 million visitors in 2022 compared to 9.2 million in 2019. Attendance in 2022 at Knott's is 3.9 million. SeaWorld, 3.5 million, and Magic Mountain at 3 million fell just short of pre-pandemic levels. Gosh, just think about the comparisons. You know, SeaWorld gets 3.5 million people. I mean, Southern California theme parks were forced to close in March of 2020. Disneyland and DCA reopened in April 2021. State-mandated attendance capacity restrictions were lifted in June 2021 at California theme parks, but the Disney parks have continued to require reservations as a way to control attendance and avoid large crowds. Disney officials announced in August 2021 that the theme park attendance was being steadily increased in an aggressive but measured way. I have to wonder how much of the reduction is just fewer annual pass holders, or excuse me, magic key holders, mm-hmm. making fewer visits, you know, like how much of it is
because of reservations, or
because reservations, like, you know, how much of that is I wouldn't be surprised if most of the reduction is that, you know.
The thing is that is that Disney doesn't care because they have their money from the magic key. So rather if those guests don't show up, I mean, they're not buying food or merchandise, but they're still getting money from them.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I'd be interested in the breakdown of the numbers. You know, like I suppose there's probably a few people who have changed their, you know, like maybe they would take an annual trip or whatever, and they go, you know what, I'm not going to do it this year because for whatever reason, you know, maybe they're maybe they just don't want to go to crowded places, or, you know, because a lot of people have changed their habits, you know, but
right.
I don't know. Disney, I'm sure, has the numbers internally, but we're not going to see them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason they had this deal going on this summer, though.
True.
It's not because they're bringing in the crowds more than they expected.
Right. They wouldn't be offering these deals if they were already getting more people than they could handle.
Right.
And the Register also had Disneyland doubles the amount. Now, this headline's interesting. It says Disneyland doubles the amount of cheap tickets available in late summer. Yeah. Dash when you should go. Cheap. I mean, I would say slightly less expensive tickets. I mean, but as a story says, Disneyland has nearly twice as many $104 days in August and September. That's 23 in 2023, right, as the Anaheim theme park did last year at the same time. They had 12 in 2022. When are the lowest prices available in late summer? Well, the cheap tickets all fall on weekdays between Monday and Thursday. There are 8 $104 dates in August, and half of September has $104 days. So the story in the Register also, you know, kind of correlates to how does that fit in with Oogie Boogie Bash, and, you know.
Yeah, that's not even really summer, though. I mean, school goes back about that time, and...
Well, geographically, or meteorology, or whatever. It's easy for me to say.
Yeah, the seasons.
Summer runs through, like, September 21st or whatever.
Right, you
know,
right.
But I know what you're saying. Socially, Labor Day is considered the official end of summer, even though most schools are back in session, you know, already. What do you think about that? They're offering these less expensive tickets. They're offering the Southern California deal, you know. I mean,
yeah.
As always, micechat.com has Disneyland updates, chock full of pictures, and, you know, they update you on what's happening. There was one from Andy Castro on June 20th called Disneyland Update, Toot Toot, Groot, Splish and Splash. So, as it says, Southern California just can't shake the June gloom, but Disneyland is heading into summer with major projects underway, new offerings on their way soon, and big refurbishments in progress. At Disneyland, Tiana's takeover of New Orleans Square and Critter Country is in full swing, with construction now underway at the French Market and Splash Mountain. You know, the signs on Splash Mountain say Tiana's Foods, and I'm just kind of wondering if people think it's being turned into a restaurant, you know? Meanwhile, it also says employee owned, so that's going to be they're thinking, well, the cast members are going to own this attraction. Okay.
Good for them.
Good for them. Meanwhile, the Adventureland Treehouse continues to take shape as half of Fantasyland closes for refurbishment, and in DCA, a free roaming AA Groot gets ready for his heroic debut in Avengers Campus. Meanwhile, major construction is underway at Downtown Disney and two of the resort's hotels. So if you want to click through to read that, you can. There was also an update on June 19th from Mike Kendrick. Disneyland Update, Summertime Sizzle, Sass, and Surprise. And as it says, summer is here. School is out and the high tourist season is upon us. And while the summer season generally means less news and construction, that's not the case this year. We'll discuss the departure of a senior Disney executive and why that's great news for parks fans. And with the highest cost weeks of the season now in effect, crowds aren't expected to be as big as in the past, which means it's full steam ahead on a myriad of construction projects at the resort. We have everything you'll want to know below. So click through to see that if you want. What information can you bring us about refurbishments and renovations, Lynn?
There's quite a bit, as you mentioned in a story earlier. Let's start off. So Peter Pan's flight will be back June 30th. And Dumbo will be down for one day, June 26th. Alice in Wonderland will be down July 5th to the July 21st. The monorail, July 5th, and no return date. I think the monorail has to do with some of the Downtown Disney construction, I'm assuming. Is that, you know how the track goes like right over where they demolished?
Yeah, I was there recently to go to Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to see modern architecture.
Nice.
And it's, yeah, so there's, you know, that construction going on, and I'm, you know, it probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, that's my assumption. Where are we at? Okay, Soarin'. You know, probably one of the more popular attractions at California Adventure. July 5th, and we'll be back the 15th of July.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting that that's going down because there's two.
Yeah, you would think they could just do one at a time, you know, or.
Yeah.
Unless they need to do something to the common area, you know.
Yeah, restructure or something. Toy Story Midway, another popular attraction over there. Toy Story Midway Mania down July 17th and no return date. Mr. Toad will be down July 24th and no return date as far as out, you know, as far as the calendar goes right at this moment. The last one, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail will be down July 31st with no return date. And I assume that's to prepare it for the Halloween party, the Oogie
Bash. Bash.
Yeah. That usually happens about this time or that time of year, end of July, mm-hmm. Is when they start preparing for that. So quite a bit going on. And we talked about how interesting it is because it seemed in years past that this was the time of year you would never see refurbs.
Yeah.
And I think things are shifting. The fall seems to be one of the more popular times, especially with all the Halloween activities and things going on. I've noticed that concierge that booking, especially Disneyland, is... things are booking up fast around that time of year, you know, September, October. Yeah,
it's the times, they are changing.
They are.
But if you've got a hankering to go, contact Lynn, you know where to do that. I wanted to point out that once a month, again, we're doing our live chats. Mm-hmm. During our current events, so our Patreon supporters do join us, and they contribute feedback about the stories we're talking about, and they give their thoughts, and that's a lot of fun. They start talking amongst themselves too.
Yeah.
So
we're too Patreon. Boring, so they have to talk amongst. No, just kidding.
Yeah. go to Patreon and search the Sweet Spot and join that. Like I said, go to our official website, thesweetspot.com. Every other week we release a topical episode, so stay tuned for that. We've been having some really great ones lately, if we do say so humbly ourselves.
Yeah.
Just spread the word, let people know we're here, how to listen to the Sweet Spot, so that they can have fun too and keep informed on what's happening at the resort and going into the history on our topical episodes. So thank you very much. Be sure to leave a comment reviewing our podcast, especially at Apple Podcasts, if you can do that. Let people know. When you do that, you make it easier for people to find the podcast. It's one of the best ways you can support us.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll talk with you next time.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.